We're welcome everybody to special selectmen's meeting to set the tax rate. Would you join me with the pledge allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Just a heads up for the public, even though this is for the public, it is a discussion among the Board of Selectmen. Sue.
Okay, yeah, so are you ready?
Yeah.
There is, in your fund balance, you have $2,378,863.
Run it again, please.
Wait a minute.
2,000,000.
Yep.
378,863.
Say that again, please.
Just look at mine.
Okay, I was just kidding.
Okay, that's one.
Got it, Sue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the unassigned fund balance now?
Yes.
That's the balance that's in there now, correct?
The rate came in at $13.12. That's the rate that it came in at. So, and now you can work towards reducing it. To reduce it, it's.
So it came in at 13?
$13.12.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the tax rate.
That's the tax.
That's how it came in, but now we get to.
I'm just saying.
What's your.
You mentioned that, but people might not know what we're talking about.
That's the 9 million.
No, that's what I would.
The 9.3, that is the assessed, total assessed valuation with utilities is 933,314,973.
Okay. It was $544 million.
Yeah, so it was this one after that.
Yeah, last year it was $544,776.
$544,7 what? I'm sorry.
778,761.
Okay.
Okay. But she said, for every 10 cents, it's $93,331. If you wanna lower it.
I'm sorry, it's how much now, nine?
$93,331.
That's for every 10 cents on the tax rate?
Yes. If you wanna lower it.
Every 10 cents worth of expenditure, you wanna lower it by 10 cents.
Right.
Yeah.
And what do we have for a balance?
The balance, the fund balance?
No.
No.
For this year.
For the.
That we can work with.
The what you can work with is that.
The 2,378,863.
The 2,000,000?
Yeah.
And that represents 13.12, right?
13.16.
1.6? I thought it was 1.2.
1.6.
Cause it's $13.12 is the tax rate, yeah.
So.
So that.
And the percentage, that represent what for a percentage?
13%.
13?
13.16%.
Okay, that's the percentage.
Yep.
So that $2,378,863 is 13.16%.
Correct.
Of what, okay.
Correct.
Of the total expenditure of the town and the school and the county.
Right.
Okay.
So if we go back, last year we did 11.5?
Your final percentage was 14.44. That's what you left in your fund balance last year, was 14.44%.
So that would mean.
Really? We ran it high that.
If we.
So it was probably up a little higher, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a reason for doing that too.
Was that for the.
Cause we.
To move the money.
We refunded that.
Yeah.
Didn't we? We took some of it to put back into the capital reserve, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we have that amount that we used to put into the fund balance. We took $485,000 last year.
Oh, okay, so that's why we down to the 13, okay.
Yep.
So. If we double the the town assessment didn't quite double, it actually, yeah, it didn't double.
Close, but yeah.
Close. And, but if we double the $13.12, it's $26.24 per thousand. That's.
So she gave me, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
She gave me, if this is this is what the tax rate would be if it was last year's assessment for this year. And she said it would be $21.74, but it would be last year's assessment.
Correct.
New assessment, so.
Correct.
So yeah, with the new assessment, you're right. It'd probably be like 20. Whoever just said 26. Yeah.
26, so. 24.
Yeah.
So. I'd like to take that 13.16 and bring it back to the 11.5.
Okay, well, let's see. I need kind of a number here. So
Andrea, can I just one question?
Sure.
13.16 is what percentage of what number?
It's the, we talked about this today. Where is that number? Hold on here. It's the total, it's the school, county, and...
Town school.
Town, yeah. So
appropriation.
What is that number? It's 14 something. So,
yeah.
So 24. Just want to take it. There's a bunch of different tabs here.
It's a target balance, right?
Well, hang on, that one.
Total, the initial tax effort, it's 12,216,608.
$12,216,608.
That's the school?
That's combined.
That's the town, school, and county, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so we know what the county is already?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you need that number?
No. And so when they, on your tax bill, when it says school educational grant or funding, there's a fourth line that we're charged.
Yeah, the state,
what's
local, county, so municipal. Now this is the initial tax effort. There's a final tax effort, which I believe it must be for that 13-12, but this is the initial. So municipal is 3.031699. County is 490195. Local education, 7,754,842.
Oh, I thought it was.
And then the state education is 939,872.
Hey, Andrea, that number we have, 2,378,863,
yeah,
is 13.16% of $18,076,467. Do the reverse math.
18 million.
Take this divided by 13.16, and that gives you the 18 million. So for
and why are you doing this?
Well, then if you want to use 11.5%, you do 11.5% of this number right here, and that's how much we should be leaving in the fund balance.
That's the target, but we've always gone above that, haven't we? Or at least for the last several years.
Well, it says right here.
Well, the range is even lower than 11.5.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the minimum is 5.
Right.
I think last year we kept some in predicting that the expenses, well, the budgets did go up last year. So I think we left some in. I think we thought that we might have the police station.
Yes.
So we left some extra in there.
But I thought this year would be a good year to be a little more aggressive and give a little more back. Especially with the rebound.
Do you want to plug in a number? We can kind of see what grants.
Yeah, if we wound up with a 11.5, what's that?
Let's see. Rebounds to reduce with taxes.
You want 11.5 or
11.5, yeah. Give me, I'd like any.
We haven't had that.
It's $2,078,000.
Okay, here we go. Here. How much do you want to reduce it to, like, 11.5? So,
yeah. So you've already exceeded that $2,078,000.
Do you have a number?
By $300,000, yeah.
Yeah, the 2,378,862.
Please.
The only thing is that if both budgets go up at least 5 to 6%, next year, we're gonna have to come back to this. And I don't remember the last time we had it at 11.5. Do you? Do you have any? I thought it was, we always kept it above that.
You do keep it typically, yeah. So it was, this is, in 2019, it was 12.61. 2020, it was 8.42. So in 2020, you dipped a little bit there.
Guess so.
That was during COVID, wasn't it?
That was COVID, yeah. 2021, it was 16.13.
In 21?
That was 21.
Wow.
It's kind of like the
other makeup
year. Yeah, and then, let's see, 2022 was 14.65. And then
23 was
6, and then we're 13.16.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is the,
did anybody figure out the total that we have of warrant articles?
No, we should.
No, because I think we're down this year. We had to.
Wow.
Yeah. Not by a lot, but.
I didn't do that.
We don't have any. I mean, Rhodes, he's got, what, 350? If we do the 200 for the.
For Fieldstone?
That's counting Fieldstone. It's a 200 and a 150, so it's 350. Plus all the fire department ones, those are 75. I think he's got, what, two of them?
Two of those.
And.
But the ambulance.
CYA is 25.
Yeah, that's all the same.
And then if we do the 200 for the PD or capital reserve. 5567, so. We're probably around 800,000 in warrant articles.
So that's about another dollar per thousand, correct? If our assessment is 933, is that correct?
Just for warrant articles? A little bit less.
Yeah, it might be a little bit less, but is that what you get if we did?
Trying to do my own math here.
Yeah, that wasn't counting all the ones
I'm
that we
assessed. I'm talking about the warrant articles.
Okay.
I'm trying to add that in.
I see.
So we can be fiscally prepared.
We're probably closer to 900,000 total, so warrant articles. Because you do all those ones that we support and whatnot.
So that's about a buck per thousand, just for warrant articles.
Exactly right. Almost
well,
exactly.
Not for the school, just for the town.
Right.
And the school has a couple, too. So
well, what do you say, 100,000 warrant articles would be 10 cents roughly.
So if we do that, and if we did, if the budgets got passed as presented, as proposed, at the 8% and whatever the other one is, 8% or 8.5, what would that be? I mean, what does that?
8.5% of what? So
that the budgets went up. Both budgets went up. I don't know how to, I'd have to add those two
together. Yeah, probably
add those two together.
So you've got four, 2, 5, 3.
Well, ours is a little bit less than the 8% now.
Yeah, which is
with
7.2. So
if we go with all the cuts.
7,253, and I can't remember the last three, but just rounded. And I don't know what the school's is. So
for every.
Presented.
You know how we do, it goes up a dollar for every blank?
To every 10. You know.
So what is it now with the new town assessment? It goes up a dollar for every what?
93,000.
Yeah, it's 10 cents.
10 cents for the 93,000.
Multiply it, yeah.
So 10 cents was the
93,331. Okay, so for 9. Okay, it would be a buck, so we have to times that by 10. Okay.
If you want to bring it down to 11.5%, it's 1.66. And that's not even, yeah, it comes to like 39,000. So you might as well just round it up to
that's right.
a couple, yeah.
That's right.
My yeah. thought is just, you've got
to
be,
you just
I feel,
what it is.
Well, I just think you have to be careful because people think, oh, look, my taxes went down, we approved all
and
of
next
this.
Next year, you're going to get
and then,
a spring
yeah,
effect.
Yeah, sooner or later, it's going to get caught up,
will,
is my thought.
It will go back up next year. Not up to probably $20,
oh, yeah.
but
right.
same discussion
yeah.
last year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Last year I lost.
No, I lost.
I wanted low. Sue wanted higher.
I think you met halfway though. No.
I think we compromised.
I still came out as a loser. I think.
No. No. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, okay. Our policy requires to maintain an assigned fund balance of 11.5% of the combined spending of the town, the school, and the county. That number is $18,076,000. 11.5% of that is $2,078,794. Right now, we have $2,378,863 in the unassigned fund balance. So we have more in the unassigned fund balance than we're required by this policy that requires 11.5%. The difference is $300,069. So that's the amount available tonight to lower the tax rate by $300,000.
But we've always
and
had more.
And still maintain and still adhere to this target balance of 11.5% right here that's on the policy statement. So I think if you don't like that 11.5%, the correct thing to do is change the policy. Not make it fluid every year. So I mean,
you know,
that's,
it says of at least
yeah,
the town will work at least 11.5. That's why we've always been above, except for COVID.
Okay. Well, this
we've
is,
always had it above the 11.5 that I remember.
But this says target balance.
Target
of at
so
least.
So
read the writing under here in the policy. At least 11.5.
What section?
Right here.
Right above.
Yeah, halfway down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to me, that's keywords at least. Not all that
right.
that's the maximum.
All right.
I mean, but
so
I
the
just
max,
think,
the max is 2 okay. million. So I have the numbers here. The max is $2,447,033. So that's 17%.
That's 17% of this number.
We don't need it that high.
No, but you're getting pretty close.
Right.
10% is $1,439,431. And then 8%, I don't think you want to go to 8%. I can give you the number though. It's $1,151,445.
So next year though, that really takes away from what we have to draw from. And we already know,
yeah, we have to build it back
hopefully
up.
The budgets go up at least 5 or 6% on each
yeah.
side.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't feel comfortable putting it way down. I'm looking ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
You know, not just this year. I'm trying to...
So I guess all we have to do is decide what's our target fund balance percentage now and just do the math. We don't like 11.5%? What do you want, 10.5%?
I don't want lower.
Try 10.
10% is it will be at 1.439431. That's 10%.
Well, 10% of 18 million would be.
Well, this is the number. This is they already figured it out. So at 10%, it's 1,439,431.
So then we've got a number that's off.
But you could plug.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's the number you got. It can't be off. This is the DRA's numbers.
Well,
I don't know what you're
figuring out.
Sorry. But that's the number. Yeah, that's the breakdown. So.
Can I see a printout of that? Can I see that?
You can, yeah.
Piece of
like,
paper?
Wanna,
oh, the
do you,
DRA.
Do you want to come sit? Come to
well, I'd rather have a piece of paper so I can make notes.
Okay,
on
and
it.
Also, like it says, the amount to, if you want to reduce it, I'll give you this number, these numbers too. If you want to reduce the taxes by a dollar, it's $933,315.
All right, that's what I wanted to know.
If you want 50 cents, it's $466,657. And 10 cents is the $993,330.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's what you have on your screen.
That was the 10%, the 10 okay. cents I was telling you, yeah. So yeah, if you want to do 50 cents, it's 466,657. And that would be, yeah, so. That's what the percentage is.
So the hard number we know is how much is in the unassigned fund balance
yep.
now.
Yep.
$2,378,863.
Right.
Right? And the combined spending of the town, the school, and the county is $18,076,467.
I thought it was 12.
No, it's 18. If you do the math here.
It can't be 18.
If you have 13 proofs.
It's not 18.
She read it to us.
It's not 18.
Which one? I'm sorry.
12,216,608.
Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah. Because.
Your math is fuzzy.
The trouble is, Brian, we don't have that state ad.
The initial tax effort, and then there's the tax, reset the tax rate. I will give you that. That's the only number that's slightly different is the municipal number, which is, it comes out to be $12,225,464.
Right.
That's the final tax effort if you go with the 13-12.
Right.
So.
Look, I just want to one thing clarified. The amount of the unassigned fund balance today, $2,378,863,
yep.
is 13.16%
correct.
Of 18,076,400.
No, your 18 million is wrong.
18
million is wrong.
I don't know where 18 million is coming from.
It's 12 million something.
Yeah, 12,216.
Right.
Right, way off.
All right, what's the 12?
12,216,608.
That's the combined.
School, town, county, but not state ed, which...
It is state ed's at 939.
Oh, state ed is in here.
The 939,872. That's state education.
Well, if you... That $12,216,608 is 13.16% of that is $1,607,000, not $2,378,000.
Correct.
Okay? And this says that our fund balance now is 13.16% of a number. And you're saying that number is 12,216,208. But when you do the math, it doesn't work out that way. The math is, it's $1,607,705.
What's the number that you have? No. I don't have that number. That's a number I don't have.
Well, I mean, this is.
You have eight. I'm sorry. The number again?
Which one?
The one that you just read.
So 1,607,706.
You're saying that should be the sum fund balance?
Well, that's.
No, it can't be off by a million. No, something's wrong.
There's something wrong here.
I don't know. But these are the numbers that they're. Calculated through the DRA.
The
website.
DRA,
yeah. So they're pretty accurate.
It's no one's numbers.
I'm not
DRA.
Making them up.
Yeah.
But what we do, the hard number is what's in the assigned fund balance, right?
Yes, yeah.
And
that's what you're
going to
draw
that's 13.16%.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if you do the math up there, that doesn't work out right because.
Basically, what you're saying is we got $900,000 too much in there.
That's right.
Somewhere around that. We got way more than what we need in there. Right?
Yeah.
But if we're less than 2% above, if we're at 13% now instead of 11.5%, that's not correct. Then that's using the $2,378,863. And that's 13%.
This is frustrating.
I guess probably the thing we have to decide is what you want to do as far as how much you want to lower the taxes by, what's going to happen in the future, what you're going to decide.
Well, you can't base too much on the future. We can plan a little bit, but we can't.
We know it's going to be considerably higher next year if those budgets get passed.
According to this math here, you can use $300,000 to lower the taxes and still be within the parameters of the 13.16% of the fund balance.
See, and I want to drop that.
The total spending.
Let me just see if I can calculate it and tell you, I'll give you the percentage.
Which reason?
It would be 11.07 if you do 300,000.
Okay.
Right.
And that would be.
Well, that's close enough.
$12.80.
Good.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's better.
Instead of 13.12.
$12 and what, 80 cents?
$12.80.
Okay.
Alright.
Andrew, does that math agree with you?
Yep.
Okay, she says you agree with that math.
And I gotta sit down and look at numbers.
I like that, I can live with that.
Yeah, so.
And that uses how much to reduce the?
300 roughly.
Yeah, you said 300, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it brings it down to 11.07%.
Eleven point zero seven percent.
That's close enough to 11.5.
593863 in your fund balance.
How's that sound?
So I like that. That's close to what I wanted.
You know, we really can't start manipulating numbers to achieve some kind of a desired outcome.
Right. That's what I think we're doing right now.
No, we're not.
No.
We have a policy. We're following the policy. We're following the math. And that's what we should demand of our elected officials.
So for the last 6 years, we haven't been following the policy. Is that what you're saying? Because we've both been selectmen the last 6 years.
I'm looking at this year, so I don't know. I can't remember what we did last year, but
well, she just told us. Look, what we did.
What I see there is okay.
Well, we can take a vote. It doesn't matter really. Either
okay.
You know, people are gonna vote. They can do what they want.
So what it would be, 30 cents on the tax rate, $300,000 on a $933,000 assessed valuation is about 30 cents.
Yeah, it's 1280, so 32 cents.
32 cents, right.
Okay, let's see.
Looking for motions.
You good? Yeah.
I'm good, yeah. I think it gets you close to that 11.5% target.
So it's 11.07, correct?
It's just under it, yeah. 11.0, yeah.
Or do you want to just make the motion to include the reduction rather than trying to throw a percentage out? Because it might be a little different.
I can give you, it's 11.07%.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That's your motion?
Yes. Make a motion to use $300,000 from that fund balance to reduce the tax rate to $12.80.
Second.
Is there any questions or discussion on it?
When I vote, I'll make a comment if you'd like. But we'll wait till we go around and do that if you want. Is that easier?
Doesn't matter.
Go for, yeah.
Let's have go for your comment now.
Let's have the discussion now.
Yeah, I just, I just don't think that's responsible for, it might look good or feel good or whatever this year, but I just think it's not responsible. I don't know the last time we were at 11 point. I mean, we've been on the board for what, 9 years. I don't remember ever being 11.07, except for the COVID year. It's always 16, 14, 13, and we've been able to pull from that to put it towards other things. And what we're doing now is we are going lower than we ever have in my experience, just to do whatever. And we already know next year's budgets are up, you know, at least 5 or 6%. Which
well, everybody's tax bill is still going to go up, even this year.
Right.
Right. Can I just point out that New Hampshire Department of Revenue Administration recommends the unassigned fund balances remain between 5% and 10% of the annual budget. Another, the Government Finance Officers Association recommends the unassigned fund balance between 8% and 17%. So you have two competing views of what the unassigned
with a huge
fund
range.
Right, it's a huge range. Okay, one of them says 10% maximum. The other one says 17% maximum.
Right.
I mean, you got to remember, this is taxpayer money you're talking about. It's not ours. And it should stay in their pockets as long as they can.
I agree.
So, I mean, I agree with Sue, but to an extent, but I think we ought to adhere to the policy. And
well, I think, our policy is at least 11.5, and we're not even going to reach that. It's the 11, it's now down to 11.7. So we do not have a fund balance of at least 11.5. That's what the Candia fund balance is.
The way I did my math, it comes out exactly 11.5. But
well, I'm going to go by Andrea's numbers because I assume they're from the DRA or whatever.
Yeah, it calculates the numbers for you.
But again, it's democracy, majority rules, and there's someone on the board here who's still on the board who's always said that when people vote, they need to know that there are consequences for whether they cut something or increase something or whatever, and that's going to show up in the taxes. And I think what happened today is politically something different than that feeling. But I'm looking at the future.
There's any politics involved. I disagree with that.
So. Okay. So I'm looking at the future and take the vote, and that's just why I won't vote for it, because we're not even following our own policy.
Well, by what, 0.8%? That's
not even
minimum. Yeah, it says minimum at least
0.4%.
At least, yeah,
right.
But that's okay. We don't always follow policy, so let's go. Let's take a vote.
I mean,
we don't need to discuss it today.
If we get right to the 11.5%, is that more satisfactory?
Feel better? Yeah, we could
No, I take the even 300 or whatever you took off. I wouldn't nickel and dime it.
I mean, we can get to that 11.5 target.
And it says at least, so it doesn't really. Don't worry about it.
275.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
Well, according to my math,
it's probably a difference of about $25,000.
I don't know where that comes from. But
your math?
Well, we have a motion and a second and some discussion.
And I just need you to know, I am all for keeping the money in the taxpayers' pockets. I'm the one who likes to get the budget sound to begin with, so it stays in the taxpayers' pocket.
So if we do 240,000, it would be 11.49%.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
Don't worry about me. If that's
so,
the DRA spreadsheet. They've got another number in there, and I'm not taking it.
If that gets us at that 2.5, I would revise my motion to reflect that. 240,000.
If you do 240, it'll be at 11.49%, and the tax rate will be $12.86.
And then we are
12
following
what?
That.
12.86.
So 6 cents more.
Is that a motion, Pat?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be glad to second that.
All right. Is there any discussion on that one?
And that's going off of the recommend or.
Yeah.
That we got from the state.
It's 12.4.
It gets us back to the 11.5.
11.49.
Well, wow, close to the 11.
That's a nice round number.
Yeah.
With using round numbers and getting as close to that target as possible.
You are.
All right. Any other questions or discussions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
I'm opposed.
Who seconded?
And I appreciate the trying to
compromise.
I appreciate that. But
all right.
Well, it's according to our policy at that point. So.
Right on.
It says at least. Sorry. At least.
Right.
Right.
Not at the most, at least. And we never.
The policy, let's change it.
Okay. That's an idea. That's a good idea.
No. Not tonight.
Not now, though.
No, not
tonight. But that's a really good idea.
If we're not happy with the policy, then we need to change the policy.
Supper time?
What's that? What did you
say? Supper time.
Supper time. You didn't bring your tuna sandwich with you? What's up with that?
I didn't bring any candy.
Huh? All right. Is there anything else the board had?
I think we're all set.
Well, good.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Please. All in favor?
Russ.
Sir.
Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.